The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Somebody shoot that cow, because we're going to serve it up at our big 4th of July party at Casa del Noble. We're going to have a big 4th of July party, and I don't care if you're vax, not vax, whatever. In direct contradiction to the President of the United States, who on Twitter, somebody referred to him after last night's funeral dirge as the commander in grief. Now, I'm going to be rather snarky, and I'm pretty upset about some things that the president said. But I also feel really sad and bad for the guy. This is like a Weekend at Bernie's Washington, D.C. extended version. And he clearly is an elderly man at this point who's kind of losing it here and there. And it makes me sad when I watch him speak. I'm just like, oh, gosh, this is just unbelievable. But anyway, it's the contents of his remarks last night and his 1-year anniversary of 14 millennia to flatten the curve that really got me pretty upset. I don't know if you've heard any of this, but it's just ridiculous to be talked down to and commanded around by the President of the United States and Pope Fauci and that whole crew. Really infuriating. It was infuriating to me. So we're going to celebrate our nation's Independence Day, July 4th, celebrate it by acting totally dependent on a sovereign who's acting less like an elected official and more like a king. Well, sorry, sir, you don't get to tell me what to do. So it's just remarkable. So I'm going to play a couple of these clips for you from the Commander-in-Chief's funeral dirge last night. And then I want to open up the phone because I want to see what you think. He says this, you say that. I'm really curious to see what your reaction is to this. So I'm going to just 3 little clips from the president's 24-minute speech last night. And we're going to start with this first one, which is listening to Pope Fauci and the CDC et al. And just listen to the tone, listen to the content. We're about halfway through the speech at this point, which was last night. Are we ready, Seth? Let's play. All right, check this first one out. Let's go.
Mention the CDC that came out on Monday. It means simply this: millions and millions of grandparents who went months without being able to hug their grandkids can now do so. And the more people are fully vaccinated, the CD will continue to provide additional guidance on what you can do in the workplace. Places of worship with your friends, as well as travel.
Okay, stop right there. The CDC will continue to provide guidance on what you can do in your workplace, in your houses of worship, and in travel. The CDC is going to tell you what you can do, whether you've been vaccinated or not. But even if you've been vaccinated, they're going to tell you what you can do. All right, Mr. President, no, thank you. The CDC cannot tell me, will not tell me. I will not allow them to tell me what I can and can't do. So especially when this starts talking about what you do within the confines of your own home. So that's him. And that became the theme here. What the CDC, what we're telling you, you can do. You just do what we tell you to do between the CDC and Pope Fauci and King Biden, and everything will be fine. And if you don't, kids, then we're going to take your phone away and lock you in the bedroom again and shut this all down because you guys are going to mess it all up. So it was really condescending and disgusting. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is talking about more guidance and getting the vax. And then he gets into this July 4th thing, which has really got me frosted. So are we ready? All right. Starting at 14:45. You ready to go? All right, let's go.
In the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance.
Yes.
On what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
Once you're fully vaccinated.
To lessen the confusion, to keep people safe, and encourage more people to get vaccinated.
We'll let you know what you can do.
And finally, fifth,
listen to this.
And maybe most importantly, I promise I will do everything in my power. I will not relent until we beat this virus. But I need you, the American people. I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you.
Yes.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well.
And if you
don't. Because here's the point. If we do all this.
Listen.
If we do our part. If we do this together. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence
Day. Good chance.
That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together,
but
it does mean small groups will be able to get together.
Wow.
After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special.
Okay, stop. Stop. Okay. Do you hear what's going on here? We're going to provide guidance, me and the CDC, me and the boys. We're going to tell you what you can and can't do. And on all dropping all these little not so subtle hints about you get vaxxed and make sure all your friends and tell all your friends and your neighbors and your children, whoever else, to get vaccinated as well. And then there's a good chance that on July 4th, you can have a few people over in your house. Not a big event. We're not talking about it, but we're telling you, hey, citizen, if you obey, there is a good chance that on July 4th, when we celebrate our nation's independence and that independent streak of Americanism, where we fight against oppression and we fight against tyranny, then we will tell you that it's okay. There's a good chance that on July 4th, our Independence Day, then maybe you can have a few people over. Which is why I'm not going to say what I said the first time I heard this when I was listening to it. It wasn't pretty. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? We usually don't like do a big 4th of July like thing at our house, but I think I'm going to this year. I think we're, and this is news to my bride. We're going to invite, honey, if you're listening, we're going to invite some people over. I'm not going to check anybody's vaccination cards. Nothing. No mask required outside or inside. We'll fire up the grill. We'll have some burgers and there might be 3 people, Mr. President. There might be 30 people. And I don't really care what you or the CDC says about it because it's in my home and I can't compel anybody to come over. Maybe 2 people will come over. I can't compel anybody, but I can invite them. And if they want to come over, knowing that it's a mask-free zone and a vaccine given or not given zone, hey, guess what? In the United States of America, that's your choice. You want to come over? Awesome. We'd love to see you. If you don't, fine. We'll catch you later. But the President of the United States is now giving you permission, maybe, to have some friends over on the 4th. We'll be right back. Okay, have you made your Memorial Day plans yet? How about 4th of July? You thinking that far ahead? Memorial Day, going to have some people over? Maybe. I don't know. It's Monday. You have that day off and have some people over. Better check with the CDC and Pope Fauci and the funeral dirge commander in grief, President Biden. Better check with them first because apparently we need to get our social lives approved by the President of the United States and the CDC and the National Institute of Health. So whether it's Memorial Day, he was talking about 4th of July, President Biden was last night. And he's, let's see. There's a good chance if you guys do exactly what we tell you to do that maybe by July 4th, on our Independence Day, wow, we can celebrate our nation's independence by having a few people over to your house. Maybe, if you follow the rules. Okay, so this was just like this funeral dirge thing from last night with President Biden, which was really just condescending and kind of pathetic. And again, I'm praying for the man. I feel bad because I think he's just being used. He's just an older gentleman that's being used. By whom? Well, his wife and pretty much everybody on the left. And he's just an empty suit. He's a weekend at Bernie's. He's just a placeholder. He's a puppet. And we'll see as this unfolds. I mean, we're only, 50 or 60 days into this mess. So it's just remarkable. Let's go to this last one. And you can hear again, he's talking about everybody needs to get vaccinated. So this whole thing, leaving it up to you as an American citizen, what to do with your body. Hey, Democrats, I thought it was my body, my choice. What happened to that? My body, my choice. If I don't want to take a vaccine that's only really got 7 or 8 months worth of results behind it, then isn't that my choice? Oh, no. Well, that all depends on who's in charge, right? So here's the last one that I want to play because I just can't take anymore. When again, you're going to hear him talking about everybody getting vaccinated or else. Okay, let's go to this one, 18:15 into his 24-minute speech. Let's go.
Unity is what we do together as fellow Americans.
Yes.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
Yes.
And please, we don't want to do that again.
Don't make us do that.
We've made so much progress.
Don't make us do that.
This is not the time to let up. Just as we were emerging from a dark winter into a hopeful spring and summer, oh, is not the time.
He's feeling it.
To not stick with
the rules. Okay, that's enough. So we need everyone to get vaccinated. He said it multiple times throughout the speech. Everyone needs to get vaccinated. We need everyone to get vaccinated. So here's how this plays out. Just watch. It's going to happen over the next 90 to 120 days. When it doesn't get to whatever level they want to use to wave a green flag and say, hey, we're in good shape, maybe even herd immunity. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, well, the numbers aren't there because we still have 25-30% of Americans, unfortunately, who just don't take this seriously. And once they were done, they didn't take it seriously before they stormed the Capitol. And they're certainly not taking it seriously since then. And so, unfortunately, we're going to have to reimpose a lot of restrictions, and he'll wave his face mask around again. And then, you people, you're just going to have to. And you already see this. I know of some schools. I know of some businesses. This is starting to get some traction that are saying, you can't come here. You can't do this. You can't do that unless you get vaccinated. So we're going. You think the mask thing was bad. At least the mask thing pretty much isn't going to cost you money. But the vaccine thing very well might cost you your job. This is where we're going. And they're going to go back to a Supreme Court precedent from, I think the case was in 1905. It was a Lutheran minister who refused the vaccination with smallpox. And they wanted to fine him $5 at the time, which would be about $150 today. And he fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, well, there are times when the government has a vested public interest that you're going to have to do it. And if you're not complying and they fine you, that's just fine. No big deal. $150. So he lost. And that's a court case that people today reference with this stuff. So here they are. Now, I like the way Tucker Carlson responded to this. He was really torqued off, as we all should be. And his sentence started with three words, and he just nails it. These are, how dare you? How dare you, Mr. President, sit there and think you can tell me what to do on my property with my friends and my family on the 4th of July or any other day of the year? And by the way, one huge opportunity that Biden missed, because he's just not in charge of anything, really, I don't think, is... would it have been Mr. Unity for the country? He's acting like we spent 2020 just getting decimated by COVID-19. And then as soon as we got Trump out of the way, Cheeto Man gets out of the way, Biden comes in. And then the last 50 days, man, they've developed three vaccines and they've done this and they've done that. He didn't say anything. All he did was kind of slam and then did it by lying. The previous administration, he could have said, listen, I have a lot of problems with our previous president, but they did get two vaccines out and ready, quote unquote, in record time. They got this Operation Warp Speed. Amazing. Never been done before. And here we are. And we have the ability to do this because of what happened, not since January 20th, but what happened before January 20th. But he didn't do that. Here's what he said. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Silence, really? This is from the Daily Wire. On December 31st, China reported the coronavirus to the World Health Organization, which came after people had been getting sick with the virus for weeks. Just a few days later, the Trump administration began to repeatedly reach out to the communist Chinese government in an attempt to get into the nation and help respond to the outbreak. China refused, of course, and the U.S. and international scientists. Additional early actions taken by Trump administration include January 6th, the CDC issued a level one travel notice for Wuhan, China, due to the spreading coronavirus. On the next day, January 7th, the CDC established a coronavirus incident management system to better share and respond to information about the virus. A few days later, January 11th, CDC updated a level one travel health notice for Wuhan. January 17th, CDC began implementing public health entry screening at three U.S. airports that received the most travelers from Wuhan: San Francisco, New York, JFK, and Los Angeles. January 20th, okay, we're 2 weeks later, Dr. Fauci announced that the National Institute of Health was already working on the development of a vaccine for the coronavirus. 2 weeks. January 21st, the CDC activated its Emergency Operations Center to provide ongoing support to the coronavirus response. But then President Biden said a year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. All of those actions from January 6th to January 21st, as I just listed, all of those actions were taken before China even launched their quarantine of Wuhan, a city of 11 million people, on January 23rd. To say that the pandemic was met with silence, as Biden said, is absolutely false. But who cares? As long as you guys do what you're told and listen to Pope Fauci and listening to President Biden, the commander in grief last night, it was just like a funeral dirge. And I'm with you, Tucker Carlson. How dare you? How dare you guys? Really remarkable. And then at the end of his speech, he said, I think we're going to come out stronger. No, we're not, sir. We're already a weaker nation than we were 12 months ago. And especially with our younger people. Especially with our kids. By the way, when I come back, I want to open up the phones to you guys. I want to hear your response to the president telling you what you can and cannot do on the 4th of July. Okay? I want to hear from you for the rest of the show. All right? I want to hear from you. So please call in. And if you're like, hey, I appreciate it. Okay, that's fine. I'll give you the room to say that. But I think most of you are going to be like, how dare you? So I want you to call in and share your response to the president of the United States telling you, you listen to us and we'll tell you whether you can have a little gathering on the 4th of July or not. 866-348-7884. Am I the only one losing my mind here? Is anybody else? 866-348-7884. And the president and the administration and the Democrat Party needs to know what you think. So we need to speak up. Use the platform that we have, that we've been given by the Lord. 866-348-7884. How do you feel about the president telling you what you can and cannot do on July 4th? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be Oh, you know what? That's kind of a fun little 4th of July party. Song right there, kind of fun, you know, up on the deck and everything. We'll play some music, have some fun. Sorry, Mr. President. I know you don't want us to have people over on the 4th of July unless we comply and we follow all your orders between now and then. And maybe there's a good chance then you can have a few people over, you know, 2, 3, 4 people that have been vaccinated probably. And family members only, stuff like that. But anybody else? No. You can't do that. So what would you say to the president? If he calls you tonight and said, hey, did you hear my speech last night? By the way, I just want to encourage you to get the vaccination. Make sure you wear your mask. And if you play along and you follow the rules and you do what we tell you to do, then we'll let you know. Maybe you'll be able to have a 4th of July party with a few people at your house, just a few. I don't want to overdo it. I mean, what would your reaction be to that? 866-348-7884 is the number. How do you react to this? The president saying, well, if you're good, boys and girls, there's a good chance that you can have a few people over on the 4th of July. How do you feel? How do you react to the president of the United States essentially saying, we'll let you know what you can do with your 4th at your house? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Clay. Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling in. What do you think about Biden telling you what to do on July 4th?
Well, brother, first of all, let me say happy Friday to you. You know, too. I am just so thankful. That's going to be number two. I'm just so thankful for you and, you know, being able to. I've known you since I've been listening to Truth Radio. And number three is that you're going to get a kick out of this. No, I did not listen to what the man had to say last night because, you know, I listened to Jay Sekulow and them earlier in the day around lunchtime. And, you know, I've been trying to share with people, being that I'm a follower of Christ, I was sharing with people. I said, you know, y'all need to understand that what is going on right now, whether we're in the 40th day, the 60th day, or the 100th day of him being there, and actually it's 50, but I've tried to share with them, I'm like, this was talked about before the election started,
yeah, no
while
shock,
the election
yeah.
was going on,
yeah.
that certain things were going to be taking place. Brother, just look, coming from me, I don't let this get to you. Don't let it ruffle your feathers because I know that you're a godly man and I know that you're a wonderful follower of Christ. And I'm thankful for that. I just say we can't let this get to us because this is going to be the downfall that I guess maybe the little.
Well, yeah, I mean, little, that's what, that and I appreciate little, I appreciate you saying that, Clay. That's why I say on the show pretty regularly, don't sell your joy down the river for a bowl of stew. I listen to it. I'm reacting. But when I get done at 5 o'clock today and I'm off the air, I'm back to the life that the Lord has given me. And Joe Biden's not going to have that much of an impact at all. I talk about it for a little while, then I'm done. Trust. And I think that's what most people are going to be like. They're going to be, whatever, Joe. I'm going to go do their thing.
I understand that. And I'm appreciative of the thing, because I know that you shared several months last year, that you were going to be bringing forth some stuff, in a different way. And I'm thankful for that, because it helps each one of us that listen to, Truth Radio. And, it's like in the old movie, A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. Well, you know what? And see what's been going on. You see what's been going on. Dr. Seuss books.
Right.
Certain Dr.
Crazy.
Seuss books are, and now they want to say that Gone with the Wind and several other movies. Well, you know what? All I have to say is, those of you that are deciding to go down this path and say that Gone with the Wind doesn't need to be out on a, who are they to say,
sure,
that we can, what we can read and what we can watch.
Well, that's the thing about that. Yeah, I mean, the thing about this reminds, and then I got a bunch of other calls I got to get to, Clay. But the thing this reminds me of, and when I've done shows on spousal abuse with Joy Forrest, and we've talked about it, there's this thing called the power and control wheel. And that's what it's all about. It's not about money. It's about power and control. And that's exactly what we see unfolding. But like you said, Clay, this is nothing unusual. That we should have known this was coming. We have known it was coming for a while. It's just coming to fruition now, and it's going to continue to do so. But praise the Lord. Well, we've got bigger fish to fry than just what's going on with that.
Well, brother, I just want to say thank you to the Lord for you, and I love you, and I appreciate you.
Love you too, pal.
And thank you for doing the job you do, man.
Amen.
Because God's going to bless you even more.
Amen.
So I just want to say, thanks. And keep your feathers in line, because we're going to need them.
Don't worry about that. Thanks, Clay. I appreciate it, as always. Good to hear from you. Let's jump over to Tracy calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. We lost Tracy. Let's go over to Brandy calling in from Winston-Salem. We lost Brandy, too. Okay. Wow. People are, I don't know, maybe a little, anyway, I'm not even going to go there. I know we're all busy. But I would love to hear from you. I mean, seriously. What's your response to this? 866-348-7884. The phone lines are open again. 866-348-7884. Is it just me? Am I the only one that's upset that the President of the United States is thinking that he and his administration will give us the go-ahead, the green light, the A-OK, in order to have a few people over on the 4th of July? Am I the only one that has a problem with that? 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And they talk about uniting the country. All this is going to do is deepen the divide, right? I think we're running down the road at high speed to a more deeply segregated society probably than we've ever seen before. Because we had it before, right? Black and white, but now we're adding everything else to it with critical race theory. And we're just making it worse. It's getting worse all the time. And so the president and the administration coming out and telling you what you can and cannot do on 4th of July, based on whether you're following their dictates or not, is not going to unite anything. Joe, Mr. President, you're talking about uniting. That's impossible. So I agree with what Tucker Carlson said. How dare you, sir, think you can tell me what to do with my 4th of July at my house? Right, he's saying, well, if you all obey the rules and everybody gets vaccinated, then maybe there's a good chance you can have a few people over on the 4th of July. What do you think about that? How does that hit you? 866-348-7884. Would love to hear from you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let me go to Greg, who's calling in from North Carolina. Greg, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah. I've been a lifelong Republican, and got saved about 1980. And I listened to this man, and I just can't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. I think that he's actually just a puppet for some handlers to tell him what he needs to say whenever they need him to say it.
Yep.
I don't think that he's going to be there for the full 4 years.
Me either.
I think this is all just a... Kamala Harris is going to be the one who's going to be taking over for him. He can't have the stamina to do the job like President Trump was doing.
That's for sure.
But
So what's your reaction, Greg, to them saying that, to them implying?
Well, here's what I thought ever since this whole pandemic started, when they first told us that we had to wear these masks. Well, then when they gave us our masks, I wear glasses. And every time I took a breath, my glasses steamed up.
Yeah, drives me nuts, too.
I thought about this. So the humidity in my breath is escaping out, not going through the mask. And I try to tell that to my, you know, people that are associated with me. I say, think about this. Every time you breathe, your glasses steam up, just like mine.
Sure.
The air's going into the atmosphere, and you're breathing in my breath inadvertently, just like any other day of the week.
Yeah.
And when I try to tell them that, look at the numbers of cases per 24-hour shift that were being, you know, in national. Sometimes it would be 180,000 people in a 24-hour shift period that would contact, you know, the virus. If I don't go anywhere in public without it because of the mandate and because you can't go in Walmart or anywhere like that without it.
And, well, there's the mask thing, which I appreciate you talking about, Greg, but specifically, because I got to get to some other calls, but specifically with the president implying they'll let you know whether you can have some people over for 4th of July. What about that?
They'll let you know. They'll give you permission to live your life.
Right.
Like you normally would. And I've never been on board for that because I think every little thing that's going to happen in the future, they're going to utilize this power.
Well, and absolutely. And they obviously don't have any restrictions on doing that at all. Greg, I appreciate you calling in. And they're going to use the power. They've proven that. They're going to keep going down this road. That's why they feel so emboldened to say what he said last night. It was no big deal for him. Ann, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. Loving the show, of course.
Thanks.
I just want to say, I wrote down, after I saw it, I forced myself to see it. It was like thinking, yucky. Ugh.
Yeah,
or something.
Gotcha.
He was like a lifeless, pathetic puppet, as that fellow just said, in a ventriloquist act. I mean, and then we wonder who the ventriloquist is. Who running this country? And there was more life than what I thought Abraham Lincoln robot in Disneyland than there was in him.
It was really sad.
I'm serious. These liberals, I think, are just politicizing this to death to keep control.
Keep control.
I haven't gotten the vaccine. Not going to do. I'm going to take a ton of vitamins.
Up against the break, Ann. Thanks for calling. I got to go. All right,
you're welcome. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, celebrate your Independence Day coming up on July 4th by acting like just a totally dependent ward of the state. That's kind of the vibe I got last night earlier today when I watched President Biden's 24-minute speech. Kind of a funeral dirge. It was not uplifting. It was not hopeful. It was like his dark winter comments spread out over 24 minutes. And it was really, but, you know, you got to get everybody vaccinated. He made that perfectly clear. His desire, the desire of his administration, is to see everybody vaccinated. So what are they going to do when that stops at about 65 or 70% of people? And 30% of us are like, yeah, no thanks. Maybe not ever, or certainly not this quick. That's me. I'm not this quick. I'm not ready to do it this quick. It hasn't even been out for, 8 or 9 months now. We don't have that much data on it. I'm more concerned about long-term effects. So what are they going to do? And then he's saying, well, you know, you follow the rules, put your mask on, wash your hands, do all these things. Don't mess it up. And then maybe there's a good chance on July 4th you can have a few people over. So how do you feel about the President of the United States telling you whether you can or cannot have a few people over to your house on the 4th of July when we celebrate our independence? Seems a bit like an oxymoron, doesn't it? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Mary calling in from Kernersville. Mary, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks, Steve. Thank you for your show and for
You're
everything
welcome.
You do. Thanks for not being an alarmist, but asking us honest questions to get honest answers. And
Amen.
I just want to say it's a beautiful Friday in North Carolina,
yes.
And I think you lost a couple callers because folks are going out to have a barbecue and maybe firing up the grill in their backyard.
Praise the Lord for that.
That's right. That's right. I just feel like what he said last night, those are fighting words. I know it's a little bit about control, and maybe there were actually Americans listening last night that were listening for instruction, but I don't know any of them that were listening to Biden for his instructions on how to live their life and what to do and what vaccine to take or not take and how to plan their summer and their Independence Day, their 4th of July. So I almost feel like it, sometimes it feels like the left is dragging us into an argument. One of your callers had said, you know, we need to not listen, maybe stay calm. I think that was the message he was trying to get across. And as Christians, just, you know, be faithful to the word of God and not get drug into these fights. But it does seem like we are being tormented and aggravated on purpose because someone wrote that speech for him knew what they were writing would cause aggravation and light up social media pages with more arguments and just some bad feelings.
Yeah, and if you want to build a case against people on the right from the left's perspective, then this is another one of those things that, hey, look, you people don't even care enough about your neighbors to get the vaccination. You're dangerous. And we need to deal with people like you. You're literally a threat to society, and you're the same people that stormed the Capitol. You proved it on January 6th. You're proving it once again because you won't get the vaccination. You don't really, you say, and this is like Christians, you guys say love your neighbor, but you do anything but that. Mm. You only care about yourself. You're right. I think they continue to pick the fight because they continue to build the case, which then makes it easier for them to shut you down because they build this case that enough people will believe, and boom, now you got rationalization for you censoring and shutting people down. It just continues to happen, and it shouldn't shock any of us at this point.
That's right. So here's my question.
Sure.
How do we, and it's just a question I've asked every day, I've probably been asking this question since before the election. How do we make our case? How do we speak the truth in love and be bold and assert the truth without being offensive, without constantly being the bad guy?
Well, I think you can, and I appreciate that question, Mary. And you know, I struggle with that 5 days a week on the radio and in my regular daily life outside of the radio show. And for me and my family, you know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so we're going about our business. We're doing what we want to do. My wife and my youngest daughter really struggled. We were all super angry last year in the late spring about the whole mask thing. And then one day my wife and my daughter were like, you know what? We're tired of being angry like this all the time. It's just no way to live. So we're going to put the stupid mask on when we go to the stores and we'll comply with that stuff because we're just not going to sell our joy down the river anymore. And then you have those conversations, personal conversations in your neighborhood, but you do it. Just like Peter said, always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that you have with gentleness and grace and respect and compassion. You don't have to raise your voice and you just live differently. And I think that's a great point that even with the fear, and some of it's valid over COVID and what's happened, there's some terrible stories out there. Mm-hmm. We need to live a third layer kind of life. We're not the right. We're not the left. We're Christ followers. And that's going to look a little different. And so we said, I'm going to talk about this stuff, but I'm not going to sell my joy down the river. I'm going to go about my business. I'm going to try to love my neighbor, but I'm not going to lose my mind. And I've got all kinds of promises that the Lord is going to keep, that my house is built on a rock. And that rock is not called the United States of America. So I think we engage, but you also don't sink your own ship and just lose your mind over it, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks again for all you do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's go over to Sherry calling in from South Carolina. Sherry, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, well, you and the other callers took a lot of the words out of my mouth.
Oh, go ahead.
With you, it's the audacity of him telling us how we can celebrate the 4th of July, which is supposed to be a celebration of our independence. I think he's taken a few pages out of Mao's little red book.
Yeah.
From China. Because a lot of these tactics have been used by the communist Chinese in their revolution.
Nothing new under the sun, as Solomon said.
Forced medical care, forced medical procedures, China had their one-child policy where they would force women to have abortions. And this is not exactly on the same exactly at the same level, but it's
in the ballpark, though. Yeah. Yeah, that level of control, Sherry, and that's a great point, and I appreciate you calling in and making that point because, again, these are the same people, and Sherry, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. These are the same people that are saying, my body, my choice. But it all depends on whose ox is getting gored, and it all depends on who's making the rules, the golden rule. Who has the gold makes the rules. So it's my body, my choice when I want to kill my baby, but it's not your body, your choice if you don't want to play along with the way we're going to use the COVID thing to advance our agenda, which is exactly what's happening. That's why the Great Reset is out there. I've done it a couple of shows in the last 6 months about the Great Reset. I'll continue to do it. I keep hearing Rahm Emanuel out there from the Obama administration somewhere saying, hey, don't let a situation like this go to waste. You got to take advantage of it for political gain because it's all about power. Always has been, always will be until Jesus comes back and settles all accounts. And praise the Lord, that's going to happen one day. Let's go to Teresa. Teresa, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. I love your show. I listen
Thank you.
To it every day. Real quick, I think the Independence Day is an insult to the American people.
Yes.
When he compares our freedom and our lockdown to the 4th of July, we'll get our independence back. I think it's an insult. And why didn't he use Memorial Day or any other birthday or any in general family gathering?
And why that one? That's a great question.
Why that one? And I think they're setting us up for another severe lockdown, and they're testing us.
Yep.
And secondly, on the vaccine, you took the words right out of my mouth. When you're comparing abortion to my body, my choice, and then you're forcing us to take vaccines, I'm in health care. And I will tell you, my pathologist, I do the lab testing. The bulk of us are not getting the vaccine because you do not know the long-term effects.
Right.
And
yeah, I mean, right now, because people are saying, Teresa, that's a great point. And people are saying, what about love your neighbor? What about, and I'm turning around saying, I do love my neighbor. That's why I'm telling them, until we know some more long-term effects, me
Absolutely.
Warning you is me loving you.
And that's what we have to be cautious of, the long-term effect.
That's right.
No different than asbestos.
No, that's right. That's right. No, everything's fine with asbestos, and then here we are, lawsuits and dead people all over the place years later.
Right.
Yeah, we have to take your time, and let's see if we can actually trust this thing. Teresa, so many great points. Thank you so much for calling, and thanks for your encouragement.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. You're
have
welcome.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, as well. Go do whatever you want, Teresa. How about that? Have a bunch of people over, have a barbecue. That's a great point that you made, though, Teresa, about why 4th of July? Why not Memorial Day? Why not June 30th? Why 4th of July? If this is, in fact, yet another setup. Well, if you want to torque off the 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, all these Trump rally people, these rah-rah, sis-boom-bah flag people, they love America, they love their God, they love their guns, they love their B-I-B-L-E. If you're going to pick a day in the year to really tick those people off, well, there's only one. July 4th, right? The most patriotic holiday on the calendar. So maybe that's the deal. And again, I'm not going to do things as we approach July 4th and we have a July 4th party at the Noble House. I'm not going to do things out of a spirit of just flat out rebellion, and I don't care. Listen, if you're not praying for those in authority over you, then I would say you're in sin on that, because that wasn't a suggestion, that was a command, and we need to seek peace and pursue it. If it is possible, Paul wrote in Romans 12, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And then I want to gather with my family and love them. I'm not going to be controlled by anything other than I try to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. The government doesn't control me. So you go about your business and you do your thing. And just like Paul and Peter and John did, we're going to do our thing. You do what you feel necessary. But we're not going to stop. Want to gather with friends and family. We have liberty. We have freedom. We love one another. We're going to care for one another. We want to do it in person on July 4th. And that's what we're going to do. You want to send the police over? Okay. But guess what? What if there's, just here in Raleigh, what if there's 5,000 people that love the country and are concerned about the future that are having 4th of July parties? What if there's 5 million or 25 million houses across the country? Think like that. That's the only way you can push back. You do it peacefully, but you got to push back. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.